you had. Called the lifting.
Just the lifting itself?
Yep.
What if you're still having issues at the
end? You haven't learned to master your mind. There are techniques that you can use to master your mind. What my guides taught me was they had me take a rose, okay? And they had me look at it and focus on it for as long as I could possibly do it without my mind going someplace else. And I had to do it to where I got up to an hour where I could just keep my focus on the rose. Now, I kept shifting. I could go all around, look at each petal, look at every aspect of the rose, but I had to stay focused on the rose. Then I had to do it in my mind's eye without going someplace else. A while. It's practice. It's training. You have to train your mind that it can't go out and play. Well, sure it does.
Well, and when you're stressed too, things just pop into your head. You lay down, try to go to sleep, and then that's when you finally relax, and that's when everything goes through your head.
There you go.
Do you want?
I have the brain of a 12-year-old.
You have to train your mind. It's not going to, it's natural to think of a kajillion things at the same time. Especially women, we're multitaskers anyway. So you have to train.
My husband told me to do the multiplication tables. It does help because you're concentrating on them when you get into them. You're not used to doing them all the time.
Try the rose.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Savannah. I love her. Well, I used to have a wonderful book, which was the Psychic Dictionary and Encyclopedia, and I can't get it anymore. You might be able to find it on Amazon. I have a copy of it that I can get you the author and all of that, but it gives all the different terms, clairaudience, which is being able to hear, clairsentient, to smell, just there's multiple gifts. Well, you need the book. So that would help you with that.
Psychic Dictionary?
Yeah, and is it? She's going to get it.
I'm on it right now. I'm trying to stay focused.
I can't get it. The company that I get my stuff from isn't carrying it.
That looks like the one that you have.
Is it blue?
Uh-huh. Is it by Donning International Published? Is this girl looking?
She's got it. Carol? Okay.
Donning International Encyclopedic Psychic Dictionary.
Bring it to me so I can read this.
$3.75.
What? God, it cost me $20. I mean, that's what it sells for, it's $20. All right, it's the Donning International Encyclopedic Psychic Dictionary.
Offers, but it's actually $86.
They have it for $15 for the Kindle, buying that now.
Fantastic book. Like, if anything you want to know, it gets into. Meridian lines, mermaids.
For under $20.
stop. You can't talk at the same time. What? Savannah? All right. Okay. So it gets into everything. Mind, mind expansion, mind experience, midsummer, Eve, fern, seed. William Shakespeare. Okay. This is cool. I love this book. I highly recommend it. If you want to know all the terminologies and what they mean, do you want to look at it? I'm not throwing it. Got everything. So if they come to you, you can look it up. Clairsentience. There are spirits very often that will show themselves by way of perfume that you remember. My daddy liked the smell of whiskey.
I was going to say alcohol.
Yeah, whiskey. Oh, hi, Daddy. You're here.
I have a friend that does fear. And I smell fear right now.
So it can be smells, it can be feelings, it can be touching, things touching you.
If somebody has got a lot of attachment, you know,
probably, yeah. Yeah, well, that sounds more like demonic. When they're very heavily, especially with the demonic, you have a shortness of breath when you're trying to do the lifting, and you blank out. And it's really hard. Sometimes you can't even get it back. You have to go look it up so you can say it right. So, yeah, and those people are usually very mediumistic. But there can be other things. There can be entities that can blank you. Like I was doing a common. Well, it's not common. None of this is common. Common for me. I was doing one, and I totally blanked out. And Carol had to help me remember, because I just wasn't going to remember. And I finally took care of it, and it was fine. I've done them over the phone. I've done liftings over the phone, and I find I can't breathe. They've got demonic on them. And they clear right up.
I have to read it every time. It's my mind. Yeah.
You need the rose.
Al told me the same thing. He has to read it too. He does it too.
Well, I think you both have a little ADD.
Don't we all?
No. We don't. So, yeah, you need to really get a handle on you. Yeah, you can taste stuff. When I touch into a murderer, I get the gurgle of blood right about just the top of the chest into the throat, and sometimes the taste of blood. And I know that they're a murderer.
Is that when you touch, when you do the pictures?
Yeah.
That's the first time I saw you, when you had the pictures turned over.
Oh, okay, yeah. I met a man, and I was working with the Kidney Foundation of Arkansas, and I was getting ready to put on a fundraiser, and I was introduced to this man, and he touched my hand, and oh my God, I saw him commit a murder, and I didn't know what to do about it.
Was
No, it was past. He had murdered this woman. And I saw it in great detail. And I tell you what, I couldn't get out of there fast enough. And I went to the police. And I told him. And he was being looked at for the murder of a woman in the way that I saw.
Did that help? Were you able to give them details to help?
I gave them as much as I could, but he left. He disappeared very shortly after that. And it happens from time to time.
Did they feel you like you feel them?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm not on their end of it. Probably, because he did look scared. That's possible. I'm sure he was. But it was just massive detail. It was like I was, and it flashed like in a few seconds. Pardon? Yeah, kind of. Yeah. It's
so
wild.
Do you react on stuff like that, or do you keep a poker face?
I guess I react. He left town. yeah.
This is Carol Pike.
Well, he certainly didn't have any idea of what I did. You know, I was working for the Kidney Foundation.
Right.
I can do a pretty good poker face. I've had to face murderers, and I've gone up and I've talked to them and been in front of them and held my cool without any problem. So I can do it. But this one startled me. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, you weren't expecting in that situation.
No.
You weren't in prison. You were a fundraiser.
Yeah, and he was going to do fundraising.
No.
No, it didn't work out at all. No. But what are you going to do? No. No, there was no... He was total sociopath, psychopath. No, he had no conscience. None. I didn't have the chance to see his aura or anything. It was just bam. He was standing behind the guy that I was talking to, and he said, "Oh, excuse me, I meant to introduce you to," and it was like, and, oh, it was all over. Done deal. It didn't scare me or anything. It was just very startling.
So has it ever scared you? When you started, like, have you always accepted it? You just always accepted that you had the gift? And was it always just kind of matter of fact? Or
it was always pretty much a matter of fact. Yeah. Did it ever scare me? There have been things that have startled me. I have been scared when I was about 18, because the dark side hit me really, really hard, and they were really scary at that point in time, and I didn't know what it was about or what was happening to me or how or why. And who do you talk to? You can't talk to anybody. They think you're crazy. And if you talk to, you know, a priest, or they go, you know, we don't do that. We don't take care of that. That's between you and God.
Or they sit there and wait until
it's they don't care about that. They don't know. So I was very fortunate in that when I went under severe attack, I met a lady that helped me to understand and told me how to stop the attack. She told me to visualize white crosses on the windows. And it worked. So I started getting training by different people and guidance. And I learned to not be afraid, to never be afraid. And my guides had worked me when I was a child to never be afraid. Because they said, fear is my worst enemy. And to never be afraid for someone else, because that could bring attack to them too. So I had to learn to do that too. It's tough. But everything that I learned directly. Nobody else really taught me. I kind of had to walk my own walk and have my own experiences. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It was the best way to do it. And I really, really... When the dark side attacked me again, it was when I really started learning about the demonic, and they would come in my room and there'd be this blobby, yellowish, greenish thing with kind of like red, and we're going to kill you, we're going to destroy you and all this stuff. And I said, excuse me, I got to get my Polaroid. I'd take a picture of it. I want to make sure, I was for real. And sure enough, it showed up on the Polaroid. I go, well, gotcha, huh? No, I wouldn't get into the weakness of being fearful, because they prey on you when you do that, and that makes them all big and strong, and they can hurt you. I'm not going to give something the ability to hurt me. You can burn it.
That would be the best way to do it.
Yeah, burn it.
Because now that I know that digital photos, now you can just run under water and the ink goes away. I mean,
really?
Is that okay? Would that be okay to do that?
Sure. Make it salt water. Be better.
Make it salt water. Oh, no, I'm just thinking, you know how you have just old pictures? People send you Christmas cards and that. I've never, ever sent. I have every photo that anyone's ever given.
Why?
Because I've never wanted to destroy them and do something.
She doesn't throw anything.
A hoarder. She's a hoarder.
Photos, I do. Photos, cards, things like that. I have every card that I've ever been given. But no, the photos, I've always been afraid to destroy them. I always felt like it just, I didn't want to.
It won't hurt the person. If
well,
you destroy the photo.
Okay, 'cause everyone
now, if you want to do ritual over it and all
no,
that.
I've always felt, I mean, ever since I was little, I just felt like I shouldn't destroy a picture. Maybe have some new past life, I don't know.
Maybe you should have a bonfire.
Maybe
yeah.
So fire is the best way.
Fire is really the best way.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a purifier.
Okay.
Did you have something?
Yeah, I've got a
okay.
The Indians, Matthew Brady and all the photographers used to take their pictures in the early days, they would say that they're stealing their soul.
They thought that. It made an image of them, and they thought that image was their soul. It actually does, it doesn't steal your soul, but how do I do readings? I touch pictures.
Energy. That's what, that's, see, I'm, that's, I don't know why, but it's been like that.
You can't hurt them that way. Huh? Oh. No, what?
So does that mean that it's kind of like a fingerprint?
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, it's a little trail of energy. You leave your energy everywhere.
And it's renewable.
Well, hopefully.
And if people are really aging.
Yeah. They do. They
she
really
was like,
do.
No, he wasn't. I was like, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm
wrong. Well, do you remember where I found the woman that disappeared out of the nursing home by following her energy trail?
And it was like the one on the psychic investigators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you were like, no, he went here. And then
No, on that one, I saw him do that to the boy when I tapped into the boy. I watched it happening, and I heard what he said.
So it was like you were.
I was there with the boy. I was with Tyson. When they kidnapped him, I saw them I saw what they looked like, I saw what they had on, the truck that they put him on, in, where they took him. I couldn't see exactly, because it was at night, I couldn't see exactly where they took him. I saw the road sign, and then I saw them abuse him. Because I was tapping into him every day to see, yeah, and to see if he was still alive and if he was okay. So I would witness whatever they were doing to him. I saw him take the gun to his head and put only one bullet in, Russian roulette, and pull the trigger. He was 15. And then I saw them. He had dug three graves, and he said, "This one's for your mama, and this one's for your daddy, and this one's for you." Then I knew he was in trouble.
And you said, "What is this?"
Don't ask. At some point in time, I may make it known. But I did a prayer that took three of us. And I ask that he be released harmlessly and placed in a safe place, preferably someone's front porch, and within 24 hours, well, within 12 hours, he was released and let go, and he went to a neighbor's front porch, and they called the police, and he was okay.
Could you use that with any?
I don't know. I've done it a few times. I have done it a few times. It depends upon the situation. And I think whether or not I'm really supposed to do that, and that's really the fate, if I'm supposed to intervene with the fate. It's like some murder cases are mine. And I know they're mine, and I know I'm going to get every detail of it, and I'm going to be able to solve it. And there are some that are not mine. They're not to be solved, and I can't get all the information. So I have to learn what's mine and what isn't, what I can and cannot do. And it depends upon the circumstances and the person. Yeah. No, I was never asked to. Kind of. I knew the boys didn't do it.
The three didn't.
Right. I had strong leanings.
As to who did it?
Yes. No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think it was them at all. I never did. But I've worked a lot of local cases, statewide cases.
What about the Russellville, the beauty queen?
The what?
The one in, was it in Russellville, where the beauty queen, the...
Yeah.
And they said her boyfriend did it?
He didn't.
No, I knew that immediately. I don't know how, but I did.
Yeah, he didn't do it at all. It was a neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't talk about a lot of this because... It doesn't get in the newspaper, and I don't ask for it to be in the newspaper. That's not what I'm about.
Well, I didn't know I was going to be about it. First of all, David was nice. He was involved with the world.
Good. Redemption work. Redemption is redemption.
Well, here's one that was in the paper.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
No, I just meant, do you get those a lot? I mean, do that when you pick
sometimes
up and read them? And
yeah, I usually get the gist of it. If I see them, I can usually, I pick up the gist of who they are, why they did what they did, and sometimes the details. It happens.
What do you do with
that? Not much.
I had something happen about, something came to me in a dream about a star, and I didn't know what, I didn't do anything with it before. I told him, but as such and such happens, I guess that'll be my acknowledgement that I knew what was going to happen. But
if I'm not asked into a case, I don't go. There was only one case that, well, there was two. There was two cases that I really wasn't asked to get involved with. One of them, I was driving and all of a sudden I saw what was happening with her. I saw her license plate number, Wanda Isabel case. I saw every detail of it, who did it, why, how, everything, and even to where her body was later. Turned out to be absolutely correct. And then there was I didn't do anything about it because I couldn't, and then I saw her picture being flashed on the news as missing out of Sherwood. So I called the police, the sheriff's department, said, look, I think I have information, and I'd worked with them previously, so I had a reputation. I said, I think I have information here. And that's when I got busted out of my closet.
Do you think, Carol, though, that when that was brought to you, that
practicing
was, would that have been her asking? I mean, is that how you had the?
I think that what happened with Wanda Isabel was I was driving past the location of where this was happening to her, and I think she was sending out pleas for help at that point in time, and I connected. But I also think that my guides had a lot to do with this because they used that to bust me out of my closet, because up until then, there was no way I would ever become a professional psychic. I would not have done it.
Is this
when you're still getting something? Yeah. No, that was during that time frame. And I showed up, I mean, when I called them and I told them the information that I had to the license plate number, every media connection was there on my front porch, including the police department. And I'm going, guys, I don't want to be known out here. And they're like, it's kind of almost too late. That's true.
Exactly.
You wouldn't.
That's true.
The other one was the Atlanta murder cases, the children.
I remember that. I went through Atlanta during that time. I mean, I was young then.
I saw the children, the photographs of some of the children, and I got his picture, what he drove, who he worked for, where he was, why, all those things. And this one, it pestered the tar out of me so bad that I called the FBI and I said, I have some information on this. And I had no reputation at that point. And I said, I want to give it to you. I'm not looking for anything in return. I don't want anyone to know I've given it to you. I just want to give you this information because it's driving me bonkers. And they sent a FBI person to me, and I gave her the information, and it turned out to be accurate.
So that helped them apprehend him?
They did. But it was all done. My name was never put in there.
Under them.
Yeah. And that was fine. That was fine. I don't care. It's good. Enough about me. We need to do circle. I'm going to bore you guys.